Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So glad to be here. You know, it's so amazing to me that I came into recovery and I got ears. I told you my joke last night, so I won't repeat it, but about the guy in the play, and he comes to the play, he wants to try out, and they say, well, we don't have a big speaking part, but we do have a one-liner. And he says, okay. And they said, okay, the line is that a gun was shot, and you'll say, hark, I heard a shot. So he goes, and he tries out for this play, and he practices, and it's, you know, gets to be the time. And he walks out, and the guy says, bang, the gun goes off. And he says, what the hell was that? And that was my life. That was my life. I didn't get it. I didn't get much. I don't think I got much of anything. And in recovery, I keep hearing it again and again and again from different places. One of the places, I went to see Anne Lamott at PLU one time. And she said her three favorite prayers. They are, thank you, God. Help me, God. And the last one describes what I've seen for this length of time, that I've seen all these amazing people stand up, qualify, help, give service, do what they can, do what they will. And that prayer is, wow! You know, it's wonderful. So everybody, just amazing. The surrender flags, the, you know, all of those touches that are so significant. Another one, this is so funny. I've gotten this thing that, you know, my seeking my higher power and my connection with what that means for me has grown, changed, just keeps going. The direction of how I can have a life that has that kind of peace. So what I do is every morning I do my OA stuff, but I do all my other stuff. And so when I get a little thing, I write it down. And then I take that everywhere with me that day. And this one, I just picked it up. It was like, it fell out of my bag. But it's just so OA. Right action is action that is appropriate to the whole. Have we heard that one before? If you take credit for what you accomplished, the ego has returned. And the spaciousness has become obscured. Allow inner space to be present. And I talked about that a little bit last night. We talked about my intention. And I mentioned that it might be something that you want to think about. What's your intention? What's the big picture? What's your purpose? What are you doing here? You know, that big place. And that big place, that umbrella of why I'm here, it takes away the, oh God, this is bad. Am I thin enough? Am I pretty enough? Am I young enough? Am I saying the right things? That umbrella takes that all away. So, again, I just, you know, reiterate that if you've had a thought about that, you know, keep being aware of it. Keep being aware. And if you haven't, just a consideration of what is your big umbrella? You know, what is that that's going to keep you in that place that keeps you at peace? Keeps you in peace. The other side of the road, not being in the problem, being in the solution. That stuff. And I have to follow my notes a little bit, because otherwise we'll be out there and you guys will be like, how am I getting home?